Soul Basics. For many years, I have traveled around the world to teach soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. I always ask my students, what is the soul? Common answers include, soul is the inner being, soul is the inner child, soul is the spark of the divine. Some people say soul is one drop of water in the vast ocean. Some describe the soul as the essence of one's life. There are many different answers. Every answer has some significance and correctness for the concept of soul. I honor every answer, but I would like to share my own insights on fundamental wisdom of the soul. What is the soul? A human's soul is a golden light being. To see a soul, you must open your spiritual eye, which is named the third eye. Then you will see clearly that every human being has a golden light being inside his or her body. The soul can sit in the different parts of the body. There are seven main areas where a human's soul can sit. These seven houses for soul are located. Number one, just above the genital area. Number two, between the genitals and the navel. Number three, at the level of the navel. Number four, in the heart chakra, which I call the message center. Number five, in the throat. Number six, in the head. Number seven, just above the head, over the crown chakra. Where your soul sits is extremely significant for your spiritual journey. The significance is that the location of your soul represents your spiritual standing in heaven. The higher your soul sits in your body, the higher your spiritual standing in heaven. A soul has to do Shulian in order to uplift its standing. Shulian is the ancient spiritual term. Shu means purification. Lian means practice. Shulian represents the totality of the spiritual journey. It includes the cultivation and the purification of your soul, heart, mind, and body. Neither you nor your soul can decide where your soul sits inside your body. This simply means that your spiritual standing is not determined by you or your soul's desires. The Akashic Records decides where your soul sits inside your body according to your spiritual standing. The Akashic Records are in the special place in heaven. There, all your lives are recorded, including all of your activities, behaviors, and thoughts. They also decide your spiritual standing in heaven based on your life records. If you offer good service, such as love, care, compassion, kindness, generosity, and purity, the Akashic Records record this good service. If you offer unpleasant service, such as killing, stealing, harming, and taking advantages of others, the Akashic Record also record this unpleasant service. There is a book in Akashic Records for each person's soul. This book is dedicated to recording all of your services, good and unpleasant. In your present life and all of your soul's previous lifetimes, your soul also carries a copy of this record. A highly developed spiritual being can read this record directly, either from the Akashic Records or from your soul. However, such spiritual beings are rare, as they must be given a spiritual order from the divine to access this information. Not many beings in history have received this divine order to access the Akashic Records. I cannot stress enough, that where your soul sits inside your body is a vital factor for your spiritual journey. Today, many spiritual teachers talk about soul enlightenment. What exactly is soul enlightenment? The key to soul enlightenment is a soul's standing. To be enlightened, a soul must sit in the message center or higher. If your soul does not sit in these layers, you cannot be considered to have an enlightened soul. This teaching about divine standard for soul enlightenment was given to me many years ago. Each year, I have two or more soul healing and enlightenment retreats. In each one, the divine enlightens every participant. The divine has enlightened thousands of human beings in the last few years. I am extremely honored to be a servant of humanity and the divine, to offer divine soul enlightenment for humanity. The divine gave me the task to offer soul enlightenment for all humanity. I am extremely humbled, honored, and blessed to offer divine soul enlightenment to humanity in my soul healing and enlightenment retreats. I'm simply a servant and a vehicle of divine to offer the divine enlightenment to humanity. All credit belongs to the divine. I'm extremely honored to be a servant and a vehicle. I cannot thank the divine enough for choosing me to serve humanity and all souls in this way. Thank you, divine, from the bottom of my heart. Characteristics of the soul. A human being has a character. Some people are very active. Some people are very quiet. Some people are very humorous. Some people are very serious. A soul has its own character. From my personal experience, I would like to share my insight on the main characteristics of the soul. Your soul, which I also call your body soul, to distinguish it from other souls, such as the souls of your organs, is independent. A human being has a soul, mind, and body. They are separate but united. They are separate because they are independent. They are united because they reside in the same body and communicate with one another. Souls have consciousness and intelligence. They have awareness. They think. They analyze. They learn. They have likes and dislikes. One person may like to travel. Another may love food. You may like to read. Someone else may like sports. A soul has its own likes and dislikes, which it has developed over hundreds and thousands of lifetimes. To help balance and harmonize your soul, mind, and body, it is important to know your soul's likes and dislikes. Souls have emotions. A soul can be happy, peaceful, sad, fearful, or upset. Souls has incredible wisdom. After you open your spiritual communication channels, you will be able to consult with your soul. You will be amazed to learn how much your soul knows. Your soul is one of your best consultants and guides. Souls have great memory. A soul can remember experiences from all of its lifetimes. For example, you may travel somewhere for the first time, but clearly feel you are familiar with that place. You may feel like you were there before. Some places make you happy. Some places make you scared. You may have had past life experience in those places. Your soul has memories of those experiences. Therefore, you have special feelings at those particular places. Souls have flexibility. Walk toward a corner of your room. When you reach the corner, you will have nowhere else to go. You have to turn around to move further. In life, many times you could be stuck in a situation like a corner. You must turn around to get unstuck and move further. This teaches us to realize the importance of flexibility. There is a famous statement from ancient times, 话有三说,巧说为妙. The essence of this statement is, there are three ways to see something. Find the best way in the moment. This tells us there is a flexibility in speaking every sentence. Therefore, there is a flexibility in every aspect of life. Your beloved soul has profound wisdom, knowledge, and experiences from hundreds of lifetimes. Your soul has great flexibility. Make sure you use the strength of your soul's flexibility to deal with your life. Souls communicate with other souls naturally. Your body soul communicates with other souls naturally. People often talk or dream about a soul mate. When you meet some people, you may instantly feel love. You may feel there's something special between you. The reason for this is that your souls were closer in past lives. Your souls could have been communicating for many years before you met physically. Souls travel. When you are awake during the day, your soul remains inside your body. But when you are asleep at night, your soul may travel outside your body naturally. In fact, many souls do this. Where does your soul go? It goes where it loves to go. Your soul can visit your spiritual teachers to learn directly from them. It can also visit your old friends or heaven and other parts of the universe. Souls have incredible healing power. In this audiobook, I will teach you how to apply soul power for healing, including self-healing, healing of others, group healing, and remote healing. Souls can help you prevent sickness. In this audiobook, I will review the soul secret of soul prevention of sickness. Souls can help you rejuvenate. In this audiobook, I will share soul wisdom and practices for soul rejuvenation. Souls have incredible blessing capabilities. If you meet difficulties and blockages in your life, simply ask your soul to help. This is how to do it. Dear my soul, I love you, honor you, and appreciate you. Could you bless my life? Could you help me overcome my problems and difficulties? Thank you so much. Invoke your own body soul in this way anytime, anywhere. Your soul can help you solve your problems and overcome your difficulties. Love your soul. Ask your soul to bless your life. Your soul will be delighted to assist you. You could be fascinated and amazed to see the changes in your life. Souls has incomprehensible potential powers. I will teach you how to develop a potential power of your soul. Your soul connects with your mind. Your soul can teach your mind. Your soul can transmit its great wisdom to your mind. Your soul connects with your heaven's team, which includes your spiritual guides, teachers, angels, and other enlightened masters in heaven. Your soul can store messages. Messages can be stored in your message center and in the souls of your body, system, organs, cells, and more. After you develop the potential powers of your soul, you will be able to access those messages anytime and anywhere. Your soul is constantly searching for knowledge, just as your mind is always learning. So too is your soul. Your soul can learn from other souls, particularly from your spiritual fathers and mothers. Your soul has the potential to learn divine wisdom and knowledge. Souls can protect your life. Your own soul can protect you. Other souls, including angels, saints, spiritual guides, enlightened teachers, and the divine, can protect your life. They can help you prevent sickness, change a serious accident into a minor one, or help you avoid an accident completely. Souls can reward you as well as give you warnings. If the soul is happy with what you are doing, the soul can bless your journey. If the soul does not like what you are doing, it can make your life difficult. It could block your relationships or even make you sick. Your soul can predict your life. If you can communicate with your soul can tell you what is in the future for you. Souls follow spiritual laws and principles. Your mind may not be aware of this, but your soul absolutely follows spiritual laws. Your soul is eternal. Many souls are eager to be enlightened. They want to offer good service in the form of love, care, compassion, sincerity, generosity, and kindness. That is why more and more people are searching for soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. You are listening to this now. You may have a great desire to search more. Relationships among soul, mind, and body. A human being has a soul, a mind, and a body. The body includes systems, organs, cells, cell units, DNA, and RNA. Mind is the consciousness. Your body has consciousness. Every system, organ, cell, DNA, and RNA has consciousness. Your body has a soul. Every system, organ, cell, DNA, and RNA has a soul. Soul is the golden light being. If you have advanced spiritual abilities, you can see any of these souls, including the souls of DNA and RNA. They are different types of golden light being. Soul, mind, and body are separate but united as one inside the body. They work with each other. They communicate with each other. They harmonize and balance each other. For example, the liver, heart, spleen, lungs, and kidneys are the major yin organs. If one of them is sick, it will break the harmony among all of them. Each major organ connects with the emotional body. The liver connects with the anger. The heart connects with the anxiety and the depression. The spleen connects with worry. The lungs connect with the grief and the sadness. The kidneys connect with fear. Sickness in the physical body can create disharmony and imbalance in the emotional body. Each organ has its own soul. The soul of the liver is named liver hun. The soul of the heart is named heart shen. The soul of the spleen is named spleen yi. The soul of the lungs is named lung po. The soul of the kidneys is named kidney zhi. Every organ has its own soul, mind, and body. Every cell has its own soul, mind, and body. So does every DNA and RNA. To balance the souls, minds, and bodies of all your systems, organs, cells, DNA and RNA is vital for life. A human being has his or her own soul, mind, and body. This soul is the body soul. The mind is the consciousness of this being. This body includes all systems, organs, and cells. What are the relationships among them? Generally speaking, human beings think they make decisions in their minds. They think they like or dislike someone or something. They think they want or do not want to do something. What I want to share with everyone is that your soul is involved in your decision-making. Your soul shares its own likes and dislikes with your mind. If your mind's decision agrees with your soul's desire, things are smooth and successful. If your mind does not agree with your soul's desire, things are blocked. I have experienced this divine wisdom for many years. The one sentence secret for relationships among soul, mind, and body is, soul is the boss. In your company, your boss tells you to do something. When you follow his or her direction, things are smooth. If you do not follow your boss' direction, it could cause big problems. This does not mean your boss is always right. But even if your boss is not right, he or she does have the power to make decisions about your job. In the same way, a soul may not always be absolutely right, but the soul has the power to block your life. This wisdom teaches us that it is important to communicate with your soul. Your soul has many lifetimes of experience. Generally speaking, your mind has experience from only one lifetime, your present one. Your soul knows much more than your mind. My teaching is to open your spiritual channels to communicate with your own soul. Listen to your soul's guidance. Follow your soul's desire. Your life could be much smoother and much more successful. If you have disharmony among your soul, mind, and body, you could have poor health, unbalanced emotions, unpleasant relationships, and blockages in your finances. How to harmonize that? Let me show you a simple soul practice to balance soul, mind, and body. Sit in a relaxed position and condition. Silently communicate with your soul, mind, and body like this. Dear my soul, mind, and body, I love you. You may have some disharmony among yourselves. You have the power to balance one another. Do a good job. Thank you. Then silently and repeatedly chant. I love my soul, mind, and body. Balance and harmonize my soul, mind, and body. I love my soul, mind, and body. Balance and harmonize my soul, mind, and body. I love my soul, mind, and body. Balance and harmonize my soul, mind, and body. I love my soul, mind, and body. Balance and harmonize my soul, mind, and body. Practice 3 to 5 minutes per time, a few times per day. At the end of practice, always say, how. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How means perfect, wonderful, balanced, harmonized, and get well. This is an affirmation and a command. The first thank you is to the divine. The second thank you is to all of your spiritual fathers and mothers in heaven. The third thank you is to your own soul, mind, and body. Gratitude is extremely important on a spiritual journey. From this simple practice, you could receive remarkable healing for your physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. You could receive life transformation for your relationships and finances. Why does this technique work? It works because you invoke and share love with your soul, mind, and body. You give a soul order to your soul, mind, and body to balance and harmonize themselves. The key reason it works is that love melts all blockages and transforms all life. Love has immeasurable power to remove all kinds of blockages. This soul order expresses the power of your soul for healing and transformation. I will reveal the most important soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices about soul orders. The purpose of physical life and soul life. Every human being has a purpose for life. Some people want to be scientists. Some people want to be doctors. Some people want to be artists. Some people want to be basketball players. Everyone has his or her own desires. Everyone loves doing something and dreams about doing it well. If a person has a good profession, good relationships, a harmonized family, good health, and happiness, that the person feels successful in physical life. Satisfaction in one's physical life is important. Many people have this kind of satisfaction. They are blessed. Some people have this kind of physical success, yet they are not satisfied. They may feel that something is missing. They may feel empty. They may feel they are searching for something, but they do not know exactly what they are searching for. If this resonates with you, I believe you are searching for your soul journey. Millions of people worldwide are already on their soul journey. They thirst for soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. They want to know what the spiritual journey is and how to move forward on it. They want to be enlightened and learn how to reach soul enlightenment. In this audiobook, I will share what the soul journey is, how to move forward on your soul journey, and how to reach soul enlightenment. Soul enlightenment is the final destiny of one's soul journey. After you reach soul enlightenment, move further to mind enlightenment and body enlightenment. In chapter 13, I will deliver the soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices about soul enlightenment to you. A human's physical life is limited. To live for 100 years is great. To live longer than this is extraordinary. A human's soul life is unlimited. Soul life is eternal. I have a deep realization that the relationship between the physical journey and the spiritual journey can be summarized in one sentence secret. The physical journey is to serve the soul journey. If you offer great service to others, if you make others healthier and happier, if you help transform human consciousness, if you contribute to love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes, you will accumulate great virtue. Virtue is record of your services. Heaven records these services. Your great virtue from your good service will uplift your soul standing. Your future lives will be significantly blessed. Your descendants, including your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and beyond, will be tremendously blessed. There is a famous ancient spiritual statement. Ancestor plants the tree, descendants enjoy the shade. On the other hand, if you offer unpleasant service, such as killing, harming, and taking advantage of others, heaven will record these unpleasant services. These unpleasant services will profoundly influence you and your descendants' future lives. I will explain this wisdom further on karma. In conclusion, to have great success in physical life is wonderful, but it's not enough. To develop the soul's life is vital. To develop the soul's life is to reach soul enlightenment. To reach soul enlightenment is to uplift your soul standing in the spiritual world. The higher your soul standing is, the more abilities the divine will give you to serve. The more you serve, the higher your spiritual standing will be. Finally, you will be a high-level spiritual being and will move closer and closer to the divine realm. Reaching the divine realm is the ultimate purpose of the spiritual journey. On Mother Earth, there are many kinds of spiritual books, workshops, and seminars. In heaven, there are also books, workshops, and seminars. In the physical world, a spiritual teachers offer teaching. In heaven, saints and the divine offer teaching. In the divine realm, the divine offers the teaching personally. The final goal of one's spiritual journey is to reach the divine realm. Now, let me share another major one sentence so sacred. The higher the realm you reach in heaven, the more profound teaching you can receive from heaven, and the more soul power you are given by heaven to serve. This is the true path for every spiritual being. Be sure you are aware of this soul wisdom. Millions of people worldwide are searching for soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. Their souls are yearning to uplift their standing in heaven. This is why more and more people are moving on their spiritual journey and searching for soul enlightenment. The ultimate goal of soul-led era, the 15,000 years era that began on August 8, 2003, is to enlighten all humanity and all souls. We are at the dawn of this journey. Let us join hearts and souls together to follow this divine direction and move to achieve this final destiny of the soul-led era. We are honored to serve this divine mission. We are honored to reveal and share divine soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices to empower people to reach soul enlightenment. Teach and spread soul secrets, wisdom, knowledge, and practices. Do soul healing for the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. Transform and enlighten the souls, hearts, minds, and bodies of humanity. Create love, peace, and harmony for humanity, Mother Earth, and all universes. How, thank you, thank you, thank you.